Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 14th. You'll be interested to know, 160 years ago, today, in 1865, just after the effective end of the American Civil War, United States President Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth while attending a production at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., and he died the following morning. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Winds remain onshore at 1 to 2 mile per hour, keeping the surface smooth. As the day progresses, expect some bumps as winds shift to sideshore at 3 mile per hour by mid-morning. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 foot just before 11 a.m., with a 1.5 foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday presents mostly knee to waist high waves with clean morning conditions, particularly on Tuesday. Light winds shift to fair by midday, but afternoons bring choppy conditions, especially on Thursday. Expect manageable surf with potential for fun rides early on. Overall, a mellow period for beginners, but conditions worsen later in the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:21, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., giving way to mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 61 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudiness with a low around 54 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 60 and light west winds. The nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 54. Wednesday and Thursday will stay mostly cloudy with highs near 59 and 60, respectively. A slight chance of rain showers arise Thursday night, continuing into Friday with highs around 58. Nights will remain mostly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a water contact closure has been issued for the coast of Coronado due to water contamination. The San Diego Department of Environmental Health and Quality announced the closure for areas between the Silver Strand shoreline and Avenida Lunar. This follows an earlier closure for the Tijuana Slough and Imperial Beach shoreline, which began on April 9th. The International Boundary and Water Commission reported that Mexico will discharge up to 5 million gallons of untreated sewage into the Tijuana River for 5 days. Beachgoers are advised to avoid these waters until safety is confirmed through testing. Now on to sports. The top-seeded teams in the 2025 NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers, are proving themselves as true contenders despite limited playoff experience. Both teams dominated the regular season, winning over 60 games and showcasing impressive winning streaks. Coach Mark Daignault praises Oklahoma City's special group, led by scoring leader Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Meanwhile, Cleveland, under Coach Kenny Atkinson, has shown grit and determination, highlighted by clutch performances from Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. As the playoffs approach, the question remains, can these teams transform their regular season dominance into postseason success? The play-in games start tomorrow. In golf over the weekend, Rory McIlroy's long-awaited quest for the career Grand Slam has culminated in a dramatic victory at the Masters. After a shaky finish, McIlroy secured his win against Justin Rose in a sudden-death playoff at Augusta National Golf Club. McIlroy is now among an elite group of only six golfers, including legends like Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, to have captured all four major championships. Overwhelmed with emotion, McIlroy expressed gratitude to his family and team, acknowledging the burden he carried for years. As he celebrated, Woods congratulated him, welcoming him to this exclusive club. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco, the Friars blanked the Rockies 6-0. Highlights include Gonzalez's single to left, bringing home Machado in the first, and Iglesias' double to center, scoring Gurriel and Gonzalez. King pitched a masterful two-hitter for the win, while Freeland took the loss. San Diego's record improved to 13-3, remaining unbeaten at home. Tonight, the Friars face the Cubs at Petco, with the first pitch at 6:40. Dylan Cease, with a 7.98 ERA, takes on Jameson Taillon, sporting a 6.06. Yesterday afternoon, the Lakers closed out the regular season against the Trailblazers at the Moda Center, losing 81-109. Dalton Knecht led the Lakers with 27 points, while the team shot 47.6% from the field. The Lakers now hold a record of 50 wins and 32 losses, remaining in first place. On Saturday, the Lakers face the Timberwolves in Los Angeles for Game 1 of the Western Conference Round 1. Tip-off is at 5:30 on ABC. Tonight, the Kings at 46-24-9 battle the Oilers in Edmonton. In top news, in a shocking incident, an arsonist set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg early Sunday morning, causing significant damage, according to state police. Fortunately, Governor Josh Shapiro and his family were unharmed. Shapiro, who is Jewish, had shared a photo of his family's Passover dinner at the residence just the night before. The Pennsylvania State Police are investigating this as an act of arson, offering a reward of $10,000 for information leading to an arrest. They stated all avenues will be explored regarding the potential for a hate crime investigation. In business news, European authorities are scrambling to lessen their dependence on Elon Musk's Starlink satellites, particularly in light of Musk's recent comments regarding Ukraine's reliance on his internet service. Eva Bernaik, chief executive of Eutelsat, Europe's rival to Starlink, is under pressure to provide alternatives. Eutelsat plans to utilize its OneWeb service to support Ukraine, aiming to deploy thousands of terminals quickly, although doubts linger about its ability to compete with Starlink's vast network. As competition heats up, with companies like Amazon in China entering the satellite internet sector, Eutelsat seeks funding to bolster its capabilities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% over the weekend to about $84,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 26% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, We are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is captivating the public once again with its latest image generator transforming LinkedIn users into dull dolls. This new trend, inspired by Studio Ghibli art, allows users to create toy-like versions of themselves in blister packs, complete with accessories like laptops and coffee cups, reflecting the platform's professional vibe. While the trend has spread to other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, it has not reached the same popularity as the Ghibli art craze. And in entertainment news, Apple's Mythic Quest has officially come to an end. The fourth season finale, now the last episode of the series, will feature a new goodbye ending next week. Mythic Quest, the Apple TV Plus comedy centered around a game studio, will not return for a fifth season, according to reports from Variety. This news follows a report that Apple has been losing $1 billion annually on TV Plus. The series, which cleverly critiques the tech industry, stars Rob McElhenney and Charlotte Nigdo, along with a talented ensemble cast. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and songwriter, Jon Bon Jovi. And he said, "Miracles happen every day. Change your perception of what a miracle is, and you'll see them all around you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.